We're up next, Longford. They're a team that put one over on us at the start of the season. Have you a chance to look back at the video of that and see where we went wrong?
Yeah, I've watched all the games, and obviously watched their own game the other night as well. But they're a really good team. If you look at recent results where they got a point off Dundalk, could have won the game, and they went to Tala, and it took until the 93rd minute for Shamrock Rovers to get the winner in Tala. So Longford are a really good team, well organised, well coached, and with some really good players as well. So we know that if we're not 100% focused and with our minds on the game, then it could be a difficult night for us. But we also know that if we are really at it tomorrow night, that we can win the game.
So looking back at Monday night's game, what positive have you taken from that? You know, you had 2-1s in a bunch and then a defeat. Does that spur up the players again?
Well, we have to use that hurt, their advantage. It was a difficult night. There's no getting away from it. You never like losing to your local rivals. But the positive from the game was that we created decent chances. We've hit the woodwork 3 times in the game. So, we've hit the woodwork in the 86th minute, I think, or 87th, and then 2 minutes later it's in the back of our own net. So it just shows you the fine margins, and particularly in this league, there's very few games won at a canter. So, listen, we know that we weren't at our best the other night, but we also know that we still created some good chances, which is a positive.
Of course, what did you say to those players when you brought them back in on Wednesday to settle them down, get them their heads focused again back onto tomorrow night's game?
Obviously, you have to address things, which we did, but we also made sure that they were very aware of the positives from the game, which was their hunger to keep going, which was creating a few good chances. So listen, we've taken 6 points from 9, which is a real positive, I think. And our aim is now to make it 9 points from 12, but we know we have a lot of work to do.
What is the team news for tomorrow night?
Mark Walsh is the only doubt, and apart from that, we're fine.
Thank you, Rory.
All right.